Okay, so the IBU World Cup is going to be coming to Canmore starting tomorrow. Very exciting time. Hasn't been a biathlon World Cup for about 20 years. And we're excited to talk with Per Nilsson from the U.S. team. Good morning, Per.
Good morning.
Great to talk with you this morning and talk about the World Cup that's coming, starting tomorrow and I'm going to last through the weekend. So before we start with the World Cup, though, I just wanted to chat with you briefly about the exciting results from Sean Doherty. That's got to be just a very big plus for the team overall and, of course, for Sean, who's had some great results over the years, but three medals at the IBU Youth Junior World Championships has got to put a smile on everybody's face in the U.S. camp, eh?
Yeah, I think that's needed for all the teams, but I think for us also to have Sean as an upcoming guy like this is only 20 years old, but with a lot of experience and what he did now and not only this year, during the years as a junior show that he really is something special.
Yeah, it's very special. I mean, we've seen Sean through the years. He's had some great results. And I was just thinking I have more shots of him with the American flag and with medals than I think I have other shots, which is great. But it's a good testimony for the program, of course. And Madeline Fanous, she also had some great results there. So that's also going to make everybody happy.
Yeah, I think it's good for U.S. It's a big country, but small biathlon teams. I think we need all the upcoming biathletes as we need also to be really competitive at the World Cup level for seniors. So we're super happy to have two upcoming athletes coming.
Yeah, it's great to see, and I think we're also seeing that kind of energy on the Canadian side as well. I think the teams probably work together, and we've been seeing great results from both camps. So, and now we have the two World Cups, which are coming, Canmore and then Presque Isle. So, tell us a little bit from the perspective of the team how you've prepared for these World Cups.
Both Canada and the U.S., I think it's a little extra to have the World Cup final on home turf then. So for sure that the World Champs is priority number one, but for us in the U.S. team, this is actually the second priority to have some good results, to show up in at home and have good results is really important both for the athletes, but also for sponsors and all these things also. And I think Canada have the same perspective on these two World Cups.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to have them here. I know I was watching some tweets and the athletes were just so happy to be here, going to the wax room or just having some nice familiarity and sleeping, nearby. So, having to live out of a suitcase in Europe for many months, it's a nice change for them. Tell us a little bit about that's a brand new course for many of the athletes. Tell us what the impressions are from them.
What I've heard, everybody is super happy with the setup and the course there. It's kind of a nice terrain, as you know, there, and it's really skiable. It's nothing crazy, so it's have a nice terrain when you can work on good technique and a good flow in the course overall. So I think everybody is excited to see that venue now in Canmore with a great facility there.
For sure, and they've already put on some World Cups, so they already know what they're doing, and conditions are always good there, so good opportunity for the team. We've watched over the years, Tim Burke had some great results not long ago, and then we've seen Lowell on the podium and Susan Dunkley, and I guess it would be great to see something like that happen at home, eh?
Yeah, I hope so, and I think that would be really good boost for the self-confidence and for the team to have that top result before the World Champs. That helps a lot. So I'm looking forward to both these World Cups to see if we can step up one notch from the races that we have had before.
Yeah, it's. I think there's a lot of energy, positive energy for that, and I guess for as well for the Canadian team. How much collaboration is there between the two teams? When you're on the World Cup scene.
On the World Cup, I mean that's one of the teams that you from the coach's side, at least, that you talk to a lot to each other. And so for the camp environment we have had during the years that we have been on the same place, like in Bend and sometimes in Lake Placid and Ute also.
Sure.
But then I think it's like the sport is now, it's really competitive also. So we have had some sessions together, but not fully like interact to each other for the camp.
Right.
I mean, then I think the coaches and the teams follow their own philosophy a little more in detail. But it's good to see it's, each other during the off season, but for sure on the competition season, you see each other almost every week.
Yep, and I'm guessing the results when the Canadians do well, the Americans are happy, and vice versa. So, kind of like the cross country, it's great to see North America kind of doing its thing over in Europe.
Yeah, for sure. That's how it is.
Well, listen, Per, so great to spend some time with you. We're going to wish you all the best with the guys and the gals in Canmore and in Presque Isle. And we look forward to seeing somebody on the podium. And of course, congratulations on Sean's results, and all the best with the program going forward.
Thank you very much, Benjamin.